John Harbaugh meeting the media yesterday. His typical Monday press conference, all eyes on the San Diego offense. Phillip Rivers, after that tough spell, 7 TDs, no interceptions in the last two games.
Well, just look at their offense, you're right. And that's the big wide receivers, obviously, the quarterback, the big offensive line, the big tight ends, two of them that play really well. Game-breaking running back. This is one of the top offenses in football, leading offense on third down conversions, scoring a bunch of points. As advertised, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Big challenge as the Ravens go out west.
You know their left tackle is? Jared Gaither.
I know.
We'll see. I think somebody's going to slap him around.
Cut by the Chiefs, who just fired their coach.
Right.
Couldn't make stay it on there. Their roster.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's starting
the left tackle for the Chargers. How'd that happen?
I think Suggs is just licking his chops.
Yes,
saying,
I do.
17 sacks, here I come.
Yeah, I do. I think he has eyes on Jared Allen this week. He's going to catch him. Yep.
Michael Strahan, watch out.
What's Strahan have, 22?
22, I think.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens record is Michael McCrary, 14 and a half, if I'm not mistaken. He'll get that.
Yeah.
He'll break that record. Let's bring in our next guest, a regular here on the show, Kevin Coward from the Baltimore Sun, joins us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Doing well, thanks. All right, so the Ravens clinch a playoff spot with a win. They clinch home field through the playoffs if they win their final three games, regardless of what anyone else does. Are they looking as primed as you can look right now?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you guys saw what happened Sunday against the Colts, and I just think this is a team that's really absolutely coming into its own. You know, the balance on offense between passing and running is absolutely terrific. And, you know, guys, this defense is just it's just smothering now. You know, you've got Ray Lewis out, but Terrell Suggs has just stepped up. I mean, this guy is such a disruptive force. Got to be considered in the MVP voting, even though he won't get it. I think they're peaking at exactly the right time. You know, three games to go. I mean, everything is pointing their way right now. I mean, even the injuries. I mean, you got guys coming back. It looks like Billy Cundiff was not hurt as much as originally feared. So, yeah, I think they're absolutely in great shape for a stretch run.
Kevin Coward of the Baltimore Sun, our guest. What about this offense, though? You heard the soundbite from the coach talking about how powerful they are. What if Ray doesn't play? It's been reported Ladarius Webb maybe, you know, have a toe issue. Chris Carr may not play. Is this going to hurt us?
You know, the way they're playing now, Ed, I don't see it happening. I mean, obviously, losing Ladarius Webb, if that's what's going to happen, that would be a tough one. But, you know, everybody is just firing to the ball on the Ravens defense. I don't see a letdown here. I'm not saying this game is going to be easy in San Diego. The Rivers obviously is hot. He had a kind of a miserable first half of the season, but he's getting hot at the right time. The Chargers obviously still in the race, so they want to do something here. But, you know, I just think, you know, just the way the Ravens are playing, I mean, they're just peaking at the right time. It reminds me, I hate to say it, guys, of the 2000 season. And, you know, I don't see them losing to the Chargers, even though I think it's going to be a real tough game.
Well, I think this is a great test down the stretch to be able to, if they go to San Diego, if they put up the effort that they put on the Colts, they do what they did offensively against the Bengals, defensively against the 49ers. This is a great test to be able to go and do this on the road. We're talking with Kevin Coward right here on the Norris and Davis Show. Now, I think one of the questions for John Harbaugh is, do you pull out all the stops in this game? If Ray Lewis is close, is this a game you say, we got to get this game, we're getting Ray out there? If Chris Carr is close, Lardarius Webb, is this one of these games? You know, the Colts is one of these games where you say, we're not pulling out all the stops. The Chargers, that might be a game where you say, we really need home field. The Texans have a very easy schedule the rest of the way. We don't know what's going to happen with the Steelers and 49ers until after our game. We got to pull out all the stops.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Steve. I mean, I think you have to do it. You know, what concerns me and always concerns all these teams at this time of the year, you got this six-hour flight to the West Coast. It's going to be a tough game. I think you want everybody that can suit up, you want them suited up. I mean, Ray Lewis, apparently in the last couple of weeks in practice, has looked pretty good. He says he's ready. You know, I think they definitely want him in the lineup, and they want anybody else in that lineup, too. It's going to be a tough test. best. I really think the Ravens win this game. I see them winning narrowly, maybe by a field goal. But, yeah, you want everybody ready. And I think Ray Lewis is ready. I mean, we've seen him in practice. He seems like the turf toe issue is probably almost 100% gone. So I'd be shocked if he's not suited up.
Kevin Coward, our guest. Kevin, can we talk a little college sports for a second? Can we
talk Absolutely.
Particularly about the Xavier-Cincinnati brawl?
Terrible. I mean, what a horrible incident that was. And I loved what the Cincinnati coach said, Ed. I mean, this guy came out and said this was deplorable. He takes the jerseys away from his team.
Yeah.
He tells them they're not good enough. Their conduct isn't good enough to wear those jerseys. He's appalled. He issues a statement right away, a strong statement.
Well, since you bring it up, Kevin, I have it. So for people that aren't familiar with what Mick Cronin said, let me at least play that for people.
I made everybody take their jersey off, and they will not put it on again until they have a full understanding of where they go to school and what the university stands for and how lucky they are to even be there, let alone have a scholarship. Because there's a whole lot of kids that can't pay for college. They're all sitting in there with no jersey on. Some of them, I physically took them off.
And then there's the other soundbite that got so much attention from Tu Holloway from Xavier.
We got disrespected a little bit before the game. Guys calling us out. We're a tougher team. We're grown men over here. We got a whole bunch of gangsters in the locker room. Not thugs, but tough guys on the court.
Gangsters.
Always
yeah,
go there.
Well, that was horrible, guys. But, you know, I mean, to his credit, you know, Xavier coach, you know, the Chris Mack said that, you know, he shouldn't have let the kids talk. So right after a charged game like that, he shouldn't have let them talk. He should have let them think about it for a while, talk to him a little bit before they face the media. So that's on him. And of course, it's on the young guy who made those remarks. Just an awful thing. I mean, what a black guy for college basketball. And, you know, I thought the officials did a great job controlling it at the end, but you know, it's an intercity rivalry. It's heated. Things got out of hand, and it's just totally unfortunate it had to happen.
Hey, how do you feel, guys, if you send your kid to Xavier, not part of the basketball program, goes to the games,
right,
and you have one of the players come out there and says, "We're gangsters."
Yeah, I mean you know, it absolutely awful. And you know, the kid is apologizing today. I'm sure everybody's on his case. He's saying he's getting a ton of email, calling his team thugs and gangsters. So, you know, I mean, he obviously regrets it. They all regret it, but it's too late now. The deed is done, and they really got to, you know, this whole program has to reflect on, and the Cincinnati program, too. They got to reflect on what happened, and they got to make sure this kind of stuff never happens again. Just absolutely deplorable.
Hey, what about this whole Tebow mania? We talk about this for just 1 second. Just first of all, do you want to see them in the playoffs? And you know how much I've never seen someone be so.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you know, he's made a convert out of me. I mean, look, I don't think the guy can throw. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how he's an NFL quarterback leading a winning team, but the guy gets it done, Ed. I mean, you know, so despite all the criticism, all the naysayers, all the national pundits taking shots at this guy, he's getting it done. Apparently, he's a great kid.
Yeah.
Everybody in that locker room is rooting for him. He's got his Broncos teammates behind him, and it's just a wonderful story. I mean, it is the story in the NFL this year. You know, you forget about the Green Bay Packers now. I mean, this, you know, Tebow mania has just taken over everywhere. I think it's great for the NFL, and I think it's great for Tim Tebow. I mean, you know, to see a guy come back with all the criticism that he's had this year, it's just a great story. I think it's going to continue at least for a while. I don't know if this guy can. If this guy's ever going to be a premier quarterback throwing the ball the way he does. But you know what? He's a winning quarterback, and that's all the Broncos care about right now, guys.
I know this is going to be crushing for you, Kevin, as we continue with Kevin Coward from the Baltimore Sun. But next time you roll downtown, if you roll downtown to the Sun today, make sure to buzz by the square there because Occupy Baltimore is no more. They came in around 3 o'clock this morning, and they cleared it all out.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I think the whole thing ended pretty peacefully. So you didn't have any horses running through any violence or anything. But, yeah, I heard that they closed the thing down. Too bad, guys, right? I mean, that was an ongoing story that you could have some fun with, too.
It was an eyesore.
Yeah, they're gone.
It was an eyesore. You know, Randy Edsall wrote a letter along with Kevin Anderson to Maryland season ticket holders
late
last week, and we're going to talk about it on the show. We're going to read the letter here on the show. But I think the count is now 19 players either. I think there was 13 before the season and 6 since the season ended, and maybe even more, but I'm losing count here. And I spoke to a college coach this week who told me, I said, what's the normal rate of attrition when you bring in coaches? And he said, let me tell you, this is really excessive. You're talking about you run a few guys out, a few bad apples. You don't lose 19 players out of your program.
Yeah, but it's happened before. You know, it might be excessive, Steve, but it's not unheard of. Look, I think Randy Edsall's going to be a tough guy to play for. You know, I mean, he's just a tough guy. He's an ultra-disciplinarian. He's got an abrasive personality. He can be tough. He can be tough to play for. We sort of expected this was going to happen, guys. It's not, you know, again, you know, I don't see this as a huge surprise. Apparently, he's hitting the recruiting trail hard. He's going to replace these guys and hopefully replace them with some quality players. But you know what? This is what you got when you got Randy Edsall as a head coach. I mean, some people are not going to be able to handle this kind of discipline. They're not going to be able to handle his ways, and they're going to leave. I don't see it as a big surprise. I really don't.
Thank you, Kevin. That's Kevin Coward joining us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. I'll say this, Ed.
Mm-hmm.